second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to get back into your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. Of course, also, we bring things to the table to discuss on each program. And Johnny Ray, I know tonight you wanted to talk about fear-mongering.
Yes, I did. I got an email yesterday that made me afraid. Yeah, so afraid that I had to send a text to a confidant of mine and get a little reassurance. And it made me just sort of think about it all day long, and I reassured myself somewhat. I'm going to read some of this email.
All right, sure. Who's it from?
It's from Simon Black from Sovereign Man.
I've heard of this guy.
I've brought him up several times on this show. Okay. Mark's somewhat familiar with him.
Somewhat familiar, and I think that I've read his blog and
a high profile blogger in the Liberty community.
Yeah, that sounds right.
He's one of the contributors at LouRockwell.com.
Okay,
that's where I learned about him.
He advocates a system where one has the international man.
He's an expatriate, right?
As I get it, I mean, he travels all over. You know, he must have a great deal of money because it seems like he's bebopping all around the globe. But the idea is that you have your citizenship in one place, your home in another, your business in another. I mean, I'm talking about countries, I should say. Your citizenship in one country, your business in another country, your home in another country, and your incorporated status in another country.
That does sound like something that a rich man would be able to do.
And if you subscribe to his inner circle, then he'll give you contact info for people who can help you with international documents and storing your gold in all the right places. I don't know.
So you're not in his inner circle?
No, I'm not. I get the free email.
I have a friend of mine who does not by any means. He's not a man of means who has gone through this process to some extent. He went and got himself a citizenship down in like Paraguay or Uruguay or something like that. And
oh, yeah.
And he spent... low four digits doing it, mm-hmm. And it's, you know, now he's got citizenship, what do you call that?
Visa?
Immigrant status there in some way, like he's got residency there and can get a passport from that country, so he can have a passport from two countries. But I have a friend who switched citizenships, a different friend who switched citizenships recently, and he had a lot of trouble using his new passport in from the new country because I guess some names were a little wrong or something like that, like his middle initial wasn't there or something like that. It was some like minor little clerical thing, and, mm-hmm. and it bothered folks in a different country. And so, I mean, these things have their problems too.
Date, November 26, 2012, reporting from Sovereign Valley Farm, Pencahue, Chile. Sovereign Valley Farm is the farmland that Simon Black bought, and he wants people to come down there to Chile and be part of his sustainable community.
I've heard good things about Chile.
Okay.
Demographers estimate that there are 7 billion people on the planet. It's safe to say that most of them probably don't share your values.
That's probably pretty fair.
I'm not sure exactly what he means by that.
Well, they're not libertarian.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably fair to say.
For proof of concept, one need only browse a sample of Black Friday shopping mall videos where each year, precisely one day after giving thanks for all that they have, residents of the richest country in the world tear each other to pieces over cheap electronics and boxer briefs.
Well, I mean, let's put that into perspective as we did on our Black Friday show. No one's going to put video up on YouTube of people orderly moving into a store and purchasing products and not beating each other over the head. That's just not as interesting a video. So
yeah, that sounds like a boring video.
I think that the way that, you know, the news makes Black Friday seem is that everybody's tearing at each other, trying to, you know, beat each other up over products. But that's not what most people experience at Black Friday. Otherwise, I don't think they'd go. At most places, it's probably much more controlled.
I did see a video of some guy threatening to stab the people behind him.
Wow. The videos are interesting. They're entertaining. No doubt about it. They're outrageous in a lot of cases. And
it looked like the chow line in prison. I mean, it was what it reminded me of.
I don't doubt that there are some, you know, kind of scary situations that can arise in certain places, but I know that I was listening to Conan, who is one of the liberty activists here in Keene, one of the newer movers, actually, who works at Walmart. And he said that everything was fine at their store. There was no issue whatsoever. Everything was
orderly. I would say that the majority of the cases, that's exactly what happened.
I witnessed the retail goings-on in West Lebanon, New Hampshire, which is sort of a commercial hub of northern New Hampshire.
Because you're cleaning stores overnight, right?
That's right. So
now, were you in a store that was open overnight?
I was. I was in a store during Black Thursday and Black Friday.
What was it like?
It was... Black Thursday seemed to be busier than Black Friday. Mm-hmm. It wasn't crazy. There was nothing like some of the videos that we saw, nothing like that at all.
That's probably how it is in most places. So anyway, I just wanted to... So he's already started the fear-mongering.
Right. Okay. It certainly begs the question, how are these people going to react when it's food that's in short supply instead of discount knickknacks? We've discussed a number of times how the fundamentals of food are
unfavorable. Hold on, wait a second. So there's a lot of the food. Food is a favorite to get concerned about out there, and I see why people. I mean, obviously it's a
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah, it's a basic need, no doubt about it. But I also wonder. So the food that they continue to grow every year doesn't seem like it's going to go away. I mean, America's still got the breadbasket of the world. What really is the issue is transportation and gas and things like that. If you live in a city, you might have more trouble than if you live in the country or something like that. I just don't know.
Yeah, for sure. It's a legitimate concern, though. I mean, if there's a short supply in food and people get hungry, then you will see some pretty dangerous stuff.
It's a good idea to go to buyemergencyfoods.com and have some stored food.
We can talk about that here in a moment, but let's continue.
World population on a net basis grows by more than 200,000 people each day. Most of them are born in rapidly developing economies where increasing wealth is adjusting people's dietary habits towards more resource-intensive foods. Now, 200,000 people each day in a sea of 7 billion, 200,000 people a day sounds kind of scary, but it's not that much.
Yeah.
You multiply 200,000 by 365, and the world population grows about 1% a year.
Okay.
And you consider how much land is out there, and I don't know how much of it is arable land, but... You consider how much land is out there. I'm just of the opinion that the resources of the world are practically untapped.
I tend to agree. And then there's also the fact that as time goes by, man with his ingenuity and our minds, we can apply our minds to the world's resources and get more from what exists and discover resources in places we didn't expect them. So like a perfect example would be oil. At one time it was a farmland pollutant, and now it's an incredibly valuable source of energy for folks. Well,
it used to be that half of the population worked in agriculture. Now you've got like 0.5% of the population working in agriculture. I've got another friend of mine who's grows, he's a big farmer, and he does it by himself. He sits in a tractor all day that's air-conditioned and playing podcasts, and does all the work that probably it would have been dozens of farmhands doing, a few dozen decades ago. I mean, some period of time ago. And it's incredible the amount of work that modern machinery allows them to get done.
Sure, modern machinery combined with chemicals like, preventing bugs from eating up your crops. And, of course, a lot of people, there's controversy amongst
a lot
of this, but, chemicals prevent...
There won't be a controversy if you're hungry.
Yeah. Prevent the bugs from eating the crops, and then, genetically modifying foods to make them more robust, make them, yield greater yield.
And some of that works, and like some of the genetically modified stuff is valuable, and then some of it is kind of scary at the same time. So
sure.
I mean, I like the idea
new
of letting
things are scary.
I like the idea of letting that technology mature a bit.
Yeah, and when we imagine American agricultural wizardry spreading across the globe, then that because I get a lot more reassured about the future.
Let's come back with more of the fear-mongering email here as Johnny Ray is sharing with us, because I imagine we haven't gotten into the bulk of it yet.
Right.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Do these things scare you as well? And if so, what do you do about that fear thing? I'm sure we'll touch on that here in a bit. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site, and we give them to you for free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener who would like to be part of the Shrine, the instructions are right there at the top of the page, shrine.freetalklive.com.
We were just talking about what a good idea it is to have a little bit of food stored up, and a great company to do business with if you're going to get some stored food is buyemergencyfoods.com. That S on the important on the end there is important, buyemergencyfoods.com, because they've got a lot of things that the other companies don't have. You can go there, and they've got a chart that compares them to the other companies, and I think that that is very motivating. But I'm going to tell you some of the things that make them different. They're the only one that's 100% certified GMO-free. They're the only one that you can get zero MSGs. They've got no artificial flavors. They've got vegetarian options, gluten-free options. And they're the only one that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They come in buckets, and in these Mylar pouches come in buckets so that your food's ready when you need it if there's some kind of disaster, whether it's a flood or, you know, some situation where, you know, energy has becomes so expensive that food begins to be more expensive and things like that. You can have the food ready when you need it. You can get a year's worth of food for a little over $3,900. That's half of the industry standard. I looked at these prices. You know, go look at the chart for yourself. Don't take my word on any of this stuff. This legacy premium brand that they have is incredible, and they've got an incredible prices there at buyemergencyfoods.com. And with coupon code FTL, you can get an additional 5% off. They offer free shipping, and they've got half, you know, the half the price, and they're the only ones with GMO free, no MSGs and no artificial flavors and all these other options, and you can get 5% off. It's buyemergencyfoods.com.
5% of $3,900 is almost $200.
It's not bad.
And there are different levels of that you can purchase.
I mean, right. You don't have to get a year's worth of food either. Right. I actually had Chris Edkin from buyemergencyfoods.com on the Edgington Post. I believe it was last night. Mm-hmm. And you can go listen to that if you go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or you can go to freetalklive.com and look for the SoundCloud link on the left-hand side. And what he was saying there is this is probably a pretty good idea just to get, you know, every month, get a month's worth of emergency food. That way you can stack it up, and then you'll have it, you know, over time. Because I don't know what it's like for everybody else, but it's kind of hard to come up with $3,900.
Well, yeah, but what is the, what was there, like a 360 pack that lasts for several months or something like that? And then I don't have it in front of me right now, so I'm asking
right.
you.
The 360 is 360 servings, and it would depend on how large your family is. I mean, for you, Ian, if you're just stocking for one person, 360 would last you, I think it was 4 months was the number, but it'll last you for, you know, a number of months. And these are 2,000 calorie meals, not some kind of skimpy little thing. 2,000 calorie a day is what the meals are set up for.
Right. And wasn't he, I heard a portion of the interview, wasn't he saying that when you compare the different companies out there, you can't just compare them based on what they claim will be X amount of servings per day. You have to count the calories, and you have to count the weight.
Sure, they can call a serving anything they want.
Right. So 855-450-FREE. We're talking about fear-mongering. And the reason to get storable food isn't because you're afraid. It's because it's the smart thing to do, is to acknowledge reality that things happen out there. You don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it'll only be a couple weeks that you need the food for, but it sure is nice to have it there if something or when something like that does occur.
Yeah, and I've wondered, Simon Black here is talking about, you know, trying to get people to move down to his little paradise in Chile. And, you know, Chile's got a lot of things going for it as far as a country, and I kind of feel like the United States, to some extent, has run its course, and as far as an empire goes, and is on its on the waning aspects. There's a lot of things I like about the United States. For one, it's still in the best position globally compared to the other countries out there. So, you know, if it could get its S together, it would still remain on top for much longer. But I'm also deeply concerned about the police state activities that the government partakes in. And it's not just foreign countries that they're after either. It's the citizens. I mean, there's going to be drones flying around. The president has, you know, claimed that he can put you on a kill list. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff.
I'm concerned about the apathy and the seeming blindness of the majority of the people.
That may not be any different in Chile.
Yeah, the culture of welfare seems so destructive.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I think that's everywhere. You know, all over you're going to find that the poor envy the rich, and they wish to use the apparatus of government to you know, relieve the rich of some of their riches.
Let's go to the phones. I know that we'll continue your email here in a moment, Johnny Ray. We've got Sam on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Johnny Ray.
I was calling about something else, but let's go ahead and talk about this food subject, because, I mean, what I'm hearing from you guys is just really, in my perspective, it's blindly optimistic and, in a way, very ignorant of some of the reality.
Lay on some fear-mongering, Sam. Go ahead.
Come on.
No, I'm not interested in fear-mongering, but, you know, Mark, you pointed out that it's less than, like, 1% or 1.5% of the people that are involved in farming that produce food for
the other...
I think
it's less than that, but go ahead.
99%. And you're absolutely right. It's one guy with his tractor out there, or with his several tractors, plowing 10,000 acres of corn, growing the latest GMO variety and so forth that they refuse to grow in Europe, but it's fine for over here. And so what that really means is that the American people, or the people of the world, for that matter, have lost the knowledge of how to farm. So
yeah.
you don't have that knowledge anymore. And it also means, well, the supply lines for the average item in the grocery store is now something like 5,000 miles. So that means it's highly, highly, highly dependent on the petrodollar.
That much is true.
And it also means that, I forget the exact figure, but I believe it's for every one calorie of food that is produced, there are 72 or 52 calories of petrol energy that are consumed to produce that food and bring it to market.
Yeah,
so
I've heard
what that
numbers
means
like
is that. No army would run with 5,000-mile supply lines and expect to do very well and not have severe disruptions. So in the event of something like, say, the dollar collapse, we're going to see major problems with people trying to get oil, which means the farmers are not going to be able to run their tractors. And it's not like they have months to go out and plant or harvest their crops. If it were, say, the sun kicks out an EMP and it knocks down the electrical grid in some kind of significant manner, which is something that NASA is very concerned about in 2013, then that's going to cause severe disruptions and could wipe out an entire year's crop. Now, what that means is, in the process of that happening, you're going to see 80% likely of the population die off from starvation.
Hang on, Sam. 855-453. That's not fear-mongering.
1-855 seems high, but I do want to talk about
free. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about fear. Fear-mongering. We're going to get back into an email that Johnny Ray was sent that is attempting to persuade by the use of fear to do what? I'm not sure yet. We haven't gotten that far. 855-450-FREE is the number. You can take control here, and you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can grab up a bunch of archives. And the archives might disappear tomorrow, so you better go there right now and download as many as possible. No, we're probably not going to take the archives offline ever. We'll keep them up there.
Well, but the internet may disappear tomorrow. But,
yes, if the sun does flash gigantic EMP, then you will not be able to access the Free Talk Live archives.
You know,
your MP3 player probably won't work either at that point.
I was reading a forum today for ad copy writers, and what you do is you start with the fear and then bring the solution in next.
There you go.
You kind of did it backwards.
What I was taught in the ad business is that the easiest way to sell is to sell with fear. I've never been very good at it. It's just not where I want to live. If you sell with fear, you have to live in fear, and I don't want to live that way. But, if you'll bring Sam back.
Oh, I'm going to bring Sam back, absolutely, here. I just wanted to remind folks of a couple things here first.
Yeah, manventureoutpost.com. If you're looking for survival gear, in these circumstances, manventureoutpost.com's got it. They've got camping, hunting, shooting gear. It's hunting season right now. They've got all the name brands you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purifications, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, let's get back to Sam. He is on the line with us here talking about farming and what things that you think could happen, Sam, that could really disrupt the supply chain and cause what you said was 80% of the world's population being starving to death.
Can I jump in for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Sam, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great.
It's very nice to talk to you again. I miss you. I've used the word fearmonger a couple of times. Ian has. I don't really mean it in a pejorative sense. I think if the fear is legitimate, I want people to peddle it to me so that I can be prepared. Having said that, please continue.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of the same way. I don't think fear is something that should motivate people. At the same time, I think you should have a look at reality that's realistic. And what's realistic is that these supply chains are unsustainable, that we have things going on with the sun that are really have NASA concerned about 2013, that we're already seeing really strong weather events and changes going on that are affecting crops, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. One example is last year I was calling to get rice hulls, a waste product from growing rice, from one of the biggest mills in Louisiana, and they wouldn't even give me a quote because of the floods on the Mississippi had wiped out so much of the rice crop. So things like this are happening. These storms that we're seeing, the tornadoes, those destroy crops, and it's not like it's just going to automatically spring back. And I don't know that any
storms
of you guys,
and tornadoes have been happening for the whole human
wait a
time.
Second.
Right, but actually, storms record tornadoes run through Joplin. There were 700 inside of a couple days or whatever it was. So we're certainly seeing increase in really extreme weather events over the last few years, and it's continuing to ramp up.
I think scientists, many scientists would support what you're saying on this one, Sam, as far as extreme weather ramping up. And, some will say it's due to global warming. I don't know what the reasons are. I also wonder, I know that whatever organizations make money through global warming make it through fear-mongering, too, and that worries me. But if you're worried about supply lines as far as food goes, and I understand supply lines are a concern, why wouldn't you live where the supply lines are short? For instance, here in New Hampshire, where I live, I've got three different places I can get raw milk within an easy horse ride from my house. I mean, if for whatever reason petroleum goes or it looks like a revolution out here, that kind of thing, I mean, I can probably find a horse somewhere. I don't keep one. But I could get back and forth to different places, farms and these kind of things in my immediate vicinity. I've got a large garden myself. I mean, these are the ways that people would protect against them. I had a friend who lived in Arizona. She had a job offer there. She decided to move back east, and one of the reasons was she didn't feel that the food was sustainably managed in Arizona, and she wanted to be closer to places where food was locally grown.
A bicycle with lots of spare inner tubes is a far better bet than a horse, Mark, because you have to feed that horse.
Okay.
And they eat a lot. But let's look at your neighbor who has those dozens or so very large greenhouses, and he grows lettuce and so forth. Mm-hmm. What happens if he can't get propane, even if it's only for 3 weeks?
He's got a wood boiler.
He runs out, his crops die, he's got nothing, he's got to start from scratch. It's going to take months for him to get that back up, assuming that he can get everything that he needs.
He's got a wood boiler, and he's got a bunch of wood put up.
But how many people have that mindset
He'll
and
be
are
rich.
That prepared? Not very many, I would say.
Yeah. But more here than other places, and I don't know why.
Yeah, well, let's see. What else do you guys have?
Well, as far as we haven't gotten very far into the article here, but I'm on kind of the fence on this one. I do think that there are problems with the supply lines as far as food goes. And when we started this article, I said the problem isn't with food; the problem is with energy. And I think that that's you could still get the ground to produce seeds, seeds into plants. The problem is getting those plants from one place to another. I'm glad you brought up the point about combines and tractors almost all being run by petroleum too, and it's a great point.
And
And the other problem is that the soil has been degraded over the years because of all the plowing and so forth. One of the things I'm doing here on this farm, and, you know, we've been building gardens, and about 25 to 50% of our vegetables and fruits and things have come from the garden. So I've got a supply chain that's measured in feet. But it's tough. It takes several years to get gardens established and really producing.
It's
not that hard to have a bad year where you just don't get crops that grow. And so one of the things I'm looking at is permaculture, which is something I'd highly recommend people look into. It's a way of sort of having gardens that produce year-round, that repair the land through the creative use, through design, as well as sort of creative use of the crops that you plant and the animals, and creating sort of a closed-loop system.
Yeah, I would look if one wanted to get involved in that, look for Joel Salatin, any of his works. He's got several books out there, and that's a big deal for him.
Sam, thanks for the call. Thoughts tonight. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. Mike's in Phoenix listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. The one thing about this food storage that you're talking about is it doesn't even, like, let's say 1 out of 10 people has even a moderate amount to keep their family, a small family, sustained for, let's say, 12 weeks or so. It's eventually going to run out. And the other thing that's not being mentioned is the fact that in a collapse where the food is needed and people are like in Mad Max eating dog food, there's going to be predators. Big time.
Right.
Don't even think about starting a fire to warm your Dinsmore stew up. The first whiff of that goes out in the neighborhood, you're going to be inundated with people that'll put a bullet in your head to get the can of stew. I mean, that's my vision of the future in that kind of apocalyptic type scenario.
Yeah, see, I don't live in this world. I mean, I'm not interested in that because, like you said, Mark, you don't want to live in fear. I'm the same way. Like, look, if it comes to that, then whatever happens, happens. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit to prepare for, you know, bad weather or something bad happening. But to just, you know, to constantly consider these possibilities for the future and to believe that the world is going to be like that in the future, man, that would make me want to put a gun in my mouth. I mean, that's just terrible.
Well, after I read the email, I had visions of being dismembered in a food riot.
Hang on, Mike. We can bring it back if you got more. You're welcome to stick with us.
If you want to be ready for these situations, strategicsurvival.com is the way to do it. And I don't think it's a bad idea to have a gun.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think it's a bad idea either, but I don't want to believe that this stuff's going to happen.
I don't know if it's going to or not.
A terrible vision. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of 1 free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time.
Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that you'll find there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is to share Free Talk Live on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever social networking website is your preference.
I'm sure there's something else out there.
Google Plus.
People actually use it?
I think there may be a resurgence in Google Plus.
Interesting.
They keep on inviting me to it.
Oh, you're not actually on it yet.
I think that I might have been automatically put in because I have a Gmail. We have the Gmail.
I had to sign up for it.
Okay, I didn't.
I'm on it. I don't look at it, but I get emails from Google Plus telling me about people I may know.
Well, anyway, whatever social networking system you're on, feel free to take your favorite episode of Free Talk Live or an interview that you might enjoy. I put up the interview that we did of John Glazer from Antiwar.com is a separate interview on our SoundCloud page. So if you just want to share that with friends, maybe you've got some anti-war pals that might like to hear it, that would be a good idea. So we've got all kinds of episodes of Free Talk Live, and with our SoundCloud page, it makes it easy to share. You can just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, click the share button on your episode of preference, and then share it out through your method of preference as well.
So we were talking about strategic survival, strategicsurvival.com, and I think this is the time to talk about it. Ian, you don't have to be scared about the ideas of being prepared. If you've got some food and you've got the instruction book here with from strategicsurvival.com, you don't have to sit around thinking about this stuff all the time. I have no interest in sitting around thinking about these things all the time either, but it's a good idea to have a copy of Strategic Survival, you know, ready with whatever stored foods you have and whatever kind of, you have things ready for in case stuff goes south, right?
I do, a little bit. Yep.
And so it's a good idea to have a copy of Strategic Survival ready in that circumstance. We have one here in the studio. But you can get one if you are listening on the radio. This is the, I would say the end-all, be-all of guides as far as being prepared. It tells you the name brands you need, specific things you need to do, you know, whatever practice that you might want to participate in, you know, training, so you can be prepared. You don't have to worry about it. If you are concerned, you can turn your worry into confidence with StrategicSurvival.com. It's a great book. You can get it. I recommend getting it in a hard copy form because, well, you know, if things do go south, you don't want to have a Kindle version.
Let's go back to Mike. He's in Phoenix. Mike, what else were you calling about tonight?
I was calling about socialism, and I think that, you know, this might sound silly, but I think people have the wrong idea about it, and I think that's where we're headed. That's going to be what the big thing is going to be. I mean, that's it. That's what, it's not going to be a global collapse or anything else. I think that what we saw with the defeat of Romney in the fake election was the death of capitalism.
I don't even know what that even means.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, we're going to have to use different terms, Mike, because for me, what socialism means is...
Romney's a socialist, too.
Right. It means ownership of government ownership, you know, public ownership or, you know, communal ownership of the means of production. And as far as I'm concerned, the two basic means of production are me and my body and the land on which I live. And the government claims to own both of those things. If I... work, they want some of the fruits of my labor. If I use my body to work, they want some of the fruits of my labor. If I go out of this country, they still want the fruits of my labor. And, you know, they just, if I want to change my citizenship to another country, I have to pay them an exit tax, which is a fee to be free. And, you know, to do that, people say, well, if you don't think you're free in this country, why don't you leave? Well, because it's illegal to leave and not give them the money that they want. Furthermore, they also claim my land in the form of property taxes. If I don't pay their quit rent every year, then they're going to take my land from me. So I think that every form of monopolistic government, and that's been just about all of them since the agrarian revolution, or at least in the last century, is socialist. And I'm, you know, it's just a different kind of socialism. So can you tell me a kind of socialism you think that Barack Obama represents? Is that so we can be a little clearer?
Well, you know what? Maybe I just don't know what I'm talking about. I think that maybe what I mean is they're just going to pull this thin veil of, quote, democracy away, and it's going to be something like Norway or Denmark or Germany has. That's what
those
I
all
think.
You can all vote. I mean, on some other, you know, you get to pick between which you know, packet of douchebags you particularly want.
At least, in those places, they have a lot of them have parliamentary systems where arguably more parties have a chance at getting elected than do here in the United States.
Arguable.
I mean, they're all still a bunch of socialists, but it's still a slightly better.
I think the biggest problem is that we were talking about it in a couple of segments ago. The biggest problem is the average person who's on the bottom envies terribly a person who's managed to make some wealth for themselves. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of wealthy people in this world who have been handed title and wealth through birth, and I don't think that that's particularly enviable. There are many that have gotten there through, you know, avarice and guile and through using the government. You know, either being in the government or, you know, using government connections in order to get there. But there are a lot of wealthy people that have gotten wealthy by providing goods and services to other people voluntarily, and those people should be lauded.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the veil's off. I mean, they're right out in the open doing all of the things they're doing. You've got kill lists. You've got the American president with the ability to assassinate any American person around the world for whatever reason, and it's completely legal. You've got extraordinary renditions that were discovered during the Bush administration where they're taking people to other countries.
They don't even bother with that now. They just kill them with remote-control airplanes.
I mean, they're really just doing everything out in the open, but most people don't know about it because they're distracted. Acted by the bread and circuses that are very, you know, entertaining, you know, whether it's television programming or sports or whatever, you know, Hollywood pop star news is out there. If people want to see what's going on, it's not hard to see what's going on. It's just that they're distracted by it. So it's already happening.
That's all by design. I mean, you're right. And who's the third guest or the other personality tonight?
I'm Johnny Ray.
Oh, Johnny Ray, you said that you were shocked by the apathy of Americans today, and I marvel at that all the time, at just the sheer ignorance of people. I'm not even the smartest guy, but I think I know a lot more than most people about certain things, but it's just, you're right, the American Idol Society, I mean, that's what we have now. The apathy is unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't explain it.
Well, it's not hard to explain. People are busy with their own lives.
What are you saying? What are you? You calling me stupid?
No, not at all. I'm just saying it's not hard to explain it.
He will whip your butt.
People with their that are busy with their own lives, and they've got interests that they, you know, who really wants? If you look at the there's a great Adam Kokesh video on his channel. On YouTube. I think it's YouTube/Adam Kokesh, but I'm not positive on that. Anyway, it's the one where he's interviewing people in the Walmart parking lot, and most all of them are completely disconnected from the world around them. One woman even points out why she's disconnected. And so, you know, this is basically the answer to the question, and that is that she doesn't want to hear about it. She knows that there's bad things going on in the world and around her own part of it, and she doesn't want to hear about it. I mean, why would anyone want to? Why would anyone not want to put their head in the sand and just live out their lives and try to enjoy as many moments as possible and just, you know, pretend as though you're living in this little bubble where nothing terrible is going on around you? I mean, I don't blame it. It's kind of the Cypher in the Matrix situation where, you know, Cypher, one of the characters in the Matrix, if you haven't seen the movie yet, you should, he's out of the Matrix, but he wants to go back in because life sucks outside of the Matrix. I mean, he knows what reality is. He's seen it, and he doesn't much care for it. He'd rather be in the Matrix where he can experience, the bliss, the ignorance being bliss. Because once that veil is pulled away, then you can't go back. I mean, that's why it's just a movie. You can't go back. Once you've taken the blue pill, or the red pill, I guess it was, you can't go back.
He just wants to enjoy a T-bone steak.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, or at least the illusion of enjoying the T-bone steak. And who's to say that your T-bone steak isn't an illusion right now and that you're plugged into the Matrix as we speak? I mean, there's no way you can actually prove that you're here.
Ian,
you can't prove that I'm not some sort of a computer program that is operating to entertain you.
Yesterday morning, I was full of despair because of this email I got. Then I think I went to an irrational optimism, and then back to now I think I've got sort of a healthy concern, a healthy fear, and now you're scaring me again with your talk of robot Ian.
I don't know if it's healthy to have fear. I don't think I agree with that statement.
Well, I think it's good to be prepared. I think that's the best thing
I
you
think
can
there's
do.
A line there somewhere. And I don't know, you know, I don't even know where I was going with what I was saying about, so people are, you know, the veil's been pulled off. You can't put it back on. Once you've learned the truth, you can't unlearn it. And so we just have to make the world the best we possibly can in the meantime. And all the people that are suffering from ignorance aren't suffering because they're ignorant and they're likely in a state of bliss. So good for them. I don't blame them for wanting to be where they are. But I hope that we can wake them up so they can care about the plight of others, so they can be concerned about the people that are being hurt around them by this terrible system. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone.
Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.